Bite, bite, sip, sip. That's a Greg Show combo.
Do you know how mad that Nathan was when he heard that?
Why?
Because he hates it like everybody else in the world.
How can anybody hate that commercial? It's genius.
It's because you do it all the time is the problem.
So? Can I not do what I want to do?
If it annoys everybody,
I do believe that my name is on the show.
Yeah. But if
clearly the first one in the name of the show.
But if you're so big about feedback, which you are, and so big about programming, do you want to annoy our listeners to the point where they don't want to listen anymore?
The listeners don't think that that's annoying.
Yes.
Just Nathan does.
No, everybody does.
Yeah, you don't have any proof of that.
I have 1,000,000% proof. People are sick of the bite, bite, sip, sip. And a lot of people don't even know what it is anymore.
It doesn't matter. They can do the research to find out what it is.
Nobody wants to do the research.
Well, that's laziness. And that's why, America, you're fat.
No, America's fat because there's sugar in everything.
It's true. It's all processed and not good for you.
Yeah.
Quit eating processed foods.
Like Little Caesar's pizzas.
And go look up Bite Bite Sip Sip.
No, make sure that...
That's a Greg Show combo.
Make sure that Greg never does the Greg Show combo again.
If you are annoyed by me, I would like for you to post this. Or I'd like you to post that you're annoyed on our Facebook page.
You're the Noid, and I want to avoid you.
I do have a t-shirt that says Avoid the Noid.
What was the Noid? Was it just a cartoon? Or was it Domino's spokesman?
He was annoyed, so they wanted you to avoid the annoyed.
You are the most annoying person I've ever met.
Your face is. Sing a song.
Give me three Gregs, give me three Gregs again.
Whoa.
I can't even do it.
Whoa.
Ugh, I'm tired.
3, 2, 1, go.
Give me three Gregs, give me three Gregs of Greg, give me three Gregs towards the Greg. Give me three Gregs, give me three Gregs of Greg, and you'll never Greg a Greg no more. For sure.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm the annoying guys from the Bite Bite Sip Sip commercial that Greg Jake has to do every freaking day of my life.
No, it's not every day of your life. It's just when I hit record and you're not ready to roll.
It's too many days.
So there's a thing, and you've been making fun of me for this for so long, and I just want to go ahead and say that I'm at the forefront of this movement, and I have been for years.
No, you're not this guy
at all. Years and years and years I've been at the forefront of this movement. It's just now taken the world till now to realize how awesome this is. This as in me. How awesome me is. Because I've been wearing my boots... Been wearing my jeans tucked into my boots. I've had a beard. I've had my hair unkempt for a long time. I do have my pearl snap shirts that are plaid most of the time that you call picnic shirts.
There's a difference.
I am a lumbersexual, everybody. Get out of the way, metrosexual. The lumbersexual, daddy lumbersexual is here and has been for years. What? Go ahead.
I'm just gonna let you have this. You know why? You need something. Everybody needs something. And if you can have one win in your life, I'll give it to you.
I'm the leader. I'm the leader.
You're
the
leader
lumber
of the lumber set. It wasn't the brawny guy.
No.
It wasn't the actual lumberjacks.
No.
It was you. And this guy that I'm seeing here with the long hair and an actual beard. Is taking after you. That guy.
That guy wants to be me. Look at his shirt.
That's not a shirt you would wear. There's no pearl snaps.
I would not wear it buttoned all the way up to my whatever this is called. My
Adam's apple.
Wouldn't do that.
None of these guys look anything like you. That guy maybe.
He looks like William.
He does. He looks like Willie Beeman.
That's me. But put me out on the ranch. Give me my cowboy hat. Boom.
You're a lumbersexual, Willie Beeman.
Chopping wood. Look at that guy. Similar, right?
None of these guys are anything like you.
Dude, They're all like me.
Hold on. Go back to the one that looks like Steamin' Willie Beeman.
All right. Steamin' Willie Beeman's in the house. One that more. Guy kind of similar.
When I had my beard.
Here
that
we go.
Is
here we go.
Will.
Yeah, actually.
Right here. Come on. Right here. You're a lumbersexual.
You're a lumbersexual.
I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
You're part of the crew, man. Everybody's being all hip and trendy and stuff. And me and Steamin' Willie Beeman, we're just out selling lumbersexualness all over the place. And there ain't nothing you can do about it, hipsters. And metrosexuals. And
do you even understand what you're
Jordan
saying?
Ogle.
That's not Jordan. That doesn't look anything like Jordan. Oh, wow.
I don't know about that guy.
He's really being descriptive here, Greg, as you comb through pictures.
I thought it was funny, though, today that my wife posts this on my Facebook page, tags me in it, and says, "You're finally cool."
Man, little does she know. Still not cool.
Yeah, I'm mega cool, bro. Mega cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what up? Why are you here so late? What's your deal?
Do you know what this week is?
Yeah.
Do you work at this company?
I do. You know why? Because I got a job here a long time ago. So
what is this week?
We go to Kids Kids on Thursday.
Yeah, so what does that entail?
Me packing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime either
meat
tonight.
Packing.
Meat packing. Tonight or tomorrow. Going out to the hangar. Greeting the kids, eating some canes, like we've done for the last 2 years that we've been out there.
As I sit in the hangar and you all leave.
This year, I'm leaving you behind. For the last 4 years that I've worked here, I've never been on this trip. So this is my first time to go. So I've watched every year as everybody gets on the plane.
So I'm the new...
All smiles.
Now I have to sit and watch.
Yep.
Me and Lacey.
Yeah, I want to say like the last 2 years that we've left there, we've been over to Panda Express and gotten some lunch afterwards.
Yeah, a little Pandy.
Right? Can we do that?
We'd get some Pandy because by the time I get there, because I'm editing audio, all the freaking canes is gone.
Yeah, it sucks for you, bro.
If I was Rodney Dangerfield, I would be exactly who I am now, a guy getting no respect.
Let's see, what's happening? Adrian Peterson, done for the year, bro.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. LeGarrette Blount left the Steelers game early because he didn't get any carries. So he's like, what am I doing here?
That's smart.
He just went, all right, I'm out. And he left like in the fourth quarter. And he was he's already dressed in the locker room by the time they got off the field.
What was the fine? I'm sure there had to have been some super fine that was thrown down on him.
I don't think that they fined him yet.
LeGarrette Blount leaves the field early. I don't blame him for doing this because when I was a youth, I left a baseball game early because the coach's son...
He's doing everything, and you're just like...
I was like, what's the point? Like, why am I here?
Yeah.
What's the point of me being here when I was clearly...
Better.
Clearly better than this kid.
Mm-hmm.
They were putting this... And I don't want to... Well, he was a fat, dumpy kid.
Mm-hmm.
Had no business playing center field at all. Mm-hmm. And yet, he was always favorited over me. So, I get onto this team. Everybody's playing. Everybody's having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
All my buddies. And I'm like, it's me and like two other kids just sitting in the dugout the entire season. So, finally, I just left. And my parents were like, where's our kid?
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, because I walked out.
He didn't even notice.
Well, they didn't because it was like a night game, and I walked out into the parking lot and just sat there on the hood of the car, waited for it to be over. And finally, my parents came out there, and they're like, when did you come out here? I was like, I don't know, maybe like the third inning. So I feel his pain, except there's one difference. I wasn't getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting paid to be a professional athlete to play football, and you just get pissed that you don't get any carries and you walk out, that's pretty dumb.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When you were on the bench,
mm-hmm.
did you walk up to your coach? Did you ask him, or did you say to him, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me, E. I could be E. Santa Field.
I did not.
You should have. You probably would have gotten put in the game.
I don't think that song was on my radar at that time.
He's waiting for you to say that.
I think it was more Belle Biv DeVoe was happening in my life
you know,
at that
time.
You know,
that's where you messed up. Had you just said, put me in, coach.
I know.
I'm ready to play.
Would have been more like, my coach is poison.
Poison. Poison.
Poison. Poison. Yeah, so... I didn't do that.
Okay. I'm a coach of a baseball team, and a kid goes, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Look at me. I could be center field. Hey,
We need to make a substitution. I realize that my team is in the field right now, but
it's time.
This kid. He just sang, put me in, coach.
Time out.
And I need to take my son out.
All right, bring in the righty. And you know, I haven't been watching much football this season.
You don't have much to really watch.
Apparently, I don't. But my team is 8-2.
I find this interesting. I know where you're going with this.
My team is 8-2.
No, your team is 2-8.
Or 2-8. My team is 2-8. My bad.
Yeah.
My team is 2-8. They're the worst team in the division.
Mm-hmm.
But being 2-8 isn't the worst thing in the world, because we're only 2 games out of the division lead.
That is the worst division in all of football, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the worst division in all of football history. The Saints are 4-6, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Saints and the Falcons are 4-6.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks there are 2-8. And Carolina, is that the other?
Carolina is
3-7.
3-7 with a tie. Or no.
3-6-1.
3-6-1 with a tie.
A team with a tie in the NFL, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, the NFL, all football fans complain about soccer and say there's ties in it. You can't complain anymore because now there's ties in your stupid game. No ties. Not now, not never.
I never understood the tie. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I think that you should play.
You
should play until somebody wins. I don't believe in the, like, I think to kick a field goal to win a game is ridiculous. I think you should score. You should have to score. That should be...
Do you know how long the games would get, Greg?
Hey, you know what? So be it.
We don't live in that world anymore.
It's more advertising space.
We don't live in
for
that.
For the NFL or for any of the
No, because
the
they don't broadcast it anymore. They don't broadcast overtime games. They immediately leave the game. Do you not notice that?
I guess I do, but I just...
It's not... The NFL is not the way it used to be, where you'd watch a game, and if you're invested in the game, they'd keep it on. And now they go, oh, I have to change the channel.
That's because they want you to go get their NFL Sunday ticket.
That's the garbage.
That's why they do that to you. If it's a blowout, they cut to another game, mm-hmm. so that you have to go buy the NFL ticket, or you have to pay subscription prices, whatnot, for the apps and all that kind of crap, so you can watch it on your computer.
I just want some appetizers. I'm hungry.
I just ate.
I didn't eat anything.
You need to eat, buddy.
I had an apple.
It's a lot of use of the word app going on right
apple,
now.
Apple, the appity app.
Yeah.
From the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. They make music that's crappity crap.
They do make the worst music on the history of the planet.
I would rather listen to Transformers have sex than have to listen to them.
I'm hard. All right.
Go get some food, buddy.
All
and
right.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace out. Boom out. Stuff.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.